And welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, and We Podcasted.
Heidi, hi.
Hello.
All right, campers.
All right.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You all right? You just spilled your tea down here.
No, I got some.
What is wrong with you?
Crap on me, I don't know.
Why have you got crap? You should wash your hands before we start the podcast.
Right.
Who knows what your hands... Actually, don't ask that question. You all right?
Yeah.
You're wrapped up.
It's because it's cold.
I'm concerned again.
Woke up today in January, I think. We've had sleet, snow, cold winds,
and glorious
and sunshine. We started recording the podcast, and now there's sunshine.
Yeah.
Earlier on, it was snowing. When we were recording this week's song, it was snowing.
Very true. Which is weird, because it's not really a Christmassy, wintry song, is it? In any way, shape, or form.
No.
It's quite possibly the most opposite to that.
Right.
Theft.
I don't know, man. No, it's been another one of those weeks, to be honest.
I concur.
Yeah. The last couple of days, I have been a Mardy bastard. I have.
Yeah.
I am Mardy bastard.
He's a Mardy bastard.
I am. I don't know what it is. It's got to be the weather that's messing us up. There's something going on.
Yeah.
Because I just can't shake this mood that I seem to find myself in. And it kind of lifts for a while, and I could still function, but there's just something...
Niggling,
constantly, bringing me down, and I don't know what it is.
No, I agree.
And just the last couple of days, like, I had a fight with my computer.
Is that what the message was about?
My old man bought me some Beats at Christmas. They got broke this morning.
Not good.
I sent Rob a text about this computer because, as you know, we bought new equipment.
That's why we're back.
And this new equipment, it's still shit. So, what can you do? And it just can't keep up with me. But that's what we get for being cheap. We buy cheap, we get cheap.
Baby nuts, you get monkeys.
Give us some money. Just so we can get a decent computer.
We should start Kickstarter or something like that, you know.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Just Giving page, something like that.
Oh, it's all started out a little bit.
Woe is me, for life is hard.
No, I'm just being straight up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah. And I concur, because it's felt very weird for the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
Felt very grumpy is actually the word. I think I go for it. I'm going to say I feel quite grumpy.
He's a grumpy bastard.
Yeah, I can't... It's there. It's just hanging there, and you can't shake it.
Well, on this day in 2010, Robert, I was in a more happier mood, according to my Facebook on these daily memories.
Let me see if I've got one.
They've been popping up a lot recently, some interesting stuff, and I realised I was not cool on Facebook in 2010. I'm cool on Facebook nowadays because I don't use it. I think you're cool on Facebook if you don't use it. If you type anything, then you're instantly not cool on Facebook. It's a weird thing, and it's weird how Facebook has evolved since the early days. And these memories that Facebook pop up every day, they become interesting because you can scroll back quite a few years. What was your memory for today?
Well, it has to go back.
What was you doing on this day?
2008.
Right.
So we are talking 8 years ago.
Yeah.
In quote marks here, if I have another weekend as good as the last three, I will become a monk.
There you go. So you were in a more happier mood.
Well, I don't know.
Back in 2008.
Why would I want to become a monk?
I don't know, Rob. Maybe
I was putting a positive spin on really crap weekends.
You can see yourself develop as a human being and evolve on Facebook, especially on these memories thing. It's the only thing that Facebook has introduced that I've kind of liked.
3 years ago on this day,
right,
I went to see Rocky Horror Show.
Great.
At the South End, Cliff's Pavilion.
More fun than what you have in now, right?
Well, so far, yes.
Okay.
So far, yes.
So back in 2010, on this day, I posted the video. And I watched this video this morning. And I can't think for the life of me why I ever posted this on my Facebook wall. But I must have been into it at the time.
Okay.
All right. I can't remember hearing this before today when I... pressed it on the
press play this morning, and you have no idea, no recollection of it.
2010, I was all about this.
I'm a platypus. I'm a platypus. I'm a platypus.
So I was obviously having fun. I was obviously having a better time in 2010
than you were in 2016.
Yeah. Or maybe doing a few more narcotics. Maybe.
Possibly.
You're a what? Well, I'm a duck-billed platypus.
Like, I've had kids since 2010.
Yeah, very true.
Right, I've had to calm down.
Oh, duck-billed
I'm a web-footed platypus.
Oh.
I'm a duck-billed, web-footed, funny-looking, fast swimming, warm-blooded, pedal-jumping, bottom-feet and burrow-digging platypus.
Got it, you're a platypus.
Well, I'm an egg-laying platypus. I'm a flat-tailed platypus.
You are.
I'm an egg-laying, flat-tailed, funny-looking, fast swimming, warm-blooded, duck-billed, web-footed, burrow-digging platypus.
But I heard it this morning, and it instantly lifted my mood a little bit. So maybe I was grumpy on this day in 2010. You and this video lifted me up then, hence why I posted it on Facebook.
So you're a platypus, got it, okay.
Well, I'm a platypus. I'm a platypus. I'm a platypus.
And that is going to be in your head all flipping week. I feel better now.
I do, actually.
All right? Don't feel so much of a Mardy bastard. Not anymore. So we're going to continue this good feel and go into this week's quiz. Because this week's quiz, I have themed like this. These are songs that are guaranteed to make you smile if you're feeling a little down.
A little blue.
All right? When you hear them every time, you get a little smile.
Just turns a corner.
I do anyway. All right. This may be a quiz about the songs that make me smile, but I hope they make you smile as well. All right. So that is the theme to this week's quiz.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob.
So the rules to the quiz are simple as always. I have put lyrics in the lyric machine. These lyrics are of songs that make me smile.
All right.
All you have to do is guess the artist of the songs that are making me smile.
Making me smile. Just
number
that
one.
That is quite good.
Question number one. Who is this?
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance is all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look.
What are we saying? Any ideas?
I'm a platypus.
You're a bastard, that's what you are. No.
When I had you to myself, I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always make you stand out in a crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance is all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look.
Makes me smile every time, doesn't it? Make me smile. Oh, yeah. I want you back. Oh, first blood. Are you ready?
Hang on.
For the jelly.
Blindfold.
Oh, Bean.
Bean.
Right, I decided I'm going to start shouting this
at the start of my American football games. Oh, hang on a minute, I've got to spin the wheel now.
No, I spin the wheel. Okay. Come on, we did the rules last week. Oh, that's simple. God.
They change every week.
Right, here we go then. All right. That's a good one to start.
Yep. I just realised I finished my tea.
There you go.
Thank you. Are we ready?
Go. What's that one?
Oh, result. Chocolate pudding.
Oh, chocolate pudding again. Hey, you're doing well, ain't ya?
I'm glad it's not the other one. Isn't it dog food?
It's dog food, yeah. Right, are you ready for a number two?
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you. Acting on your best behavior, turn your back on Mother Nature.
Hang on.
What are we saying?
Everybody wants. Tears for Fears. Oh, yes.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you. Acting on your best behavior, turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
We're kind of being uplifting on one side of the quiz and then...
downlifting. Is that, can you downlift? I don't know.
I don't think that's the right word.
Maybe drop?
Well, I'm not looking forward to this, so I'm in a bad mood again now. It's like a roller coaster. Right. I've got the bear blindfold on.
Emotional and nutritional.
I'll tell you what upset me. Well, Obama.
But why?
Just because.
Oh. I've got to get a photo of this. This is too good. Okay. It's quite a look you've got going on there, to be honest.
Oh.
You need to do the jelly.
No, I'm there.
Bean. Just getting a picture there, sorry about that.
Right.
Okie dokie, spin the wheel. Come on, okay.
Don't delay the pain.
I'm not delaying it, there is. Go.
Oh.
What do you think? What do you think that is?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
But whatever it is, it's nice.
Does it taste like fruit or some sort of mint base toiletry?
I'm so happy that's nice.
It's blueberry, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Well done, mate.
Good news. See, it's not bad. Hey. It's not bad, is it? It's good news. That was the smallest round of applause ever.
Right.
Round of applause.
Number three.
You towards this sob like a pile of leaves. I'd gone to find some better wheels. 4-5 meters running round the bend when the government agents surround you again.
That last one might have been toothpaste, actually.
Yeah.
But it tastes quite nice.
You like the toothpaste, don't you?
Yeah, I really like that.
Mm. 4 or 5 minutes.
Win either way.
Band.
Right. Are we ready?
I know. Do we know? I know the line. Oh, I'm
a purple platypus. Any idea? Nope.
You towards the sob like a pile of leaves. I'd gone to find some better wheels. 4-5 meters running round the bend when the government agents surround you again. If Diane Young won't change your mind, baby, 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 right on time.
I've not heard this song for ages.
A long time.
Yeah, I don't know why it just popped in my head this morning, but it did. And making me smile, as we keep saying.
Making me smile.
It's all about making you smile.
Dying
on
the change of mind. Baby, 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 baby,
right
on time.
Is it keep going?
I think so.
I don't know.
Baby, 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 right on.
Boom. What a tune.
Vaccines.
What a tune. Hey? Vampire Weekend. That's it, wrong vampire. Again.
Well, they're saying begin with a V, didn't they?
All right.
Well, I might as well do it.
Yeah, let's
blindfold,
do the
blindfolds.
Bean.
No, man.
And he's a DJ. Right. Where's the wheel?
Why is it because I work in radio?
You should know. Every song you should know. Written. You should know that's Vampire Weekend, mate. Right, let's spin the wheel. What?
I said belt your face up.
All right.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. You sound like my nan. What my nan used to sound like. She's dead.
Sorry, I laughed.
Rude. Come on, eat your bean.
So sorry.
Oh, it serves you right for laughing at my dead nan.
Oh, no, hang on.
Oh, hang on.
No, turn it off.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
Yeah?
I haven't had this one before. This is peach.
A peach? Oh, well done.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, what?
I've just realised this could have been vomit.
It could have
it's
been.
It's peach or vomit, and I've got away with it. Peach.
Oh, well done.
Oh, nice.
I gave you a clap. What more do you want? Number four.
I used to buy my faith in worship, but then my chance to heaven slipped. I used to worry about the future, but then I throw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree. No, until I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down.
I'm going to play this tomorrow.
Yeah?
This I have not played this in a long time. Very cool.
I used to buy my faith in worship. But then my chance to heaven slipped. I used to worry about the future. But then I throw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree. No. Until I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down. Nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, baby.
Tune.
All right, yeah. You've had two good ones so far. Let's see if I can have another good one.
Do you know what? Last night, when I was drifting off to sleep, I was actually dreaming about the jelly beans last night.
Oh, that's right.
No, I know, but because I was starting to think that maybe we have got a packet of just pure evil ones because right. It'd been so long since we had a decent one.
Yeah,
take it back now.
Yeah.
Bean.
Blindfold down. Oh. Blindfold down.
Come on, a good then.
Okay. And out. Yeah.
Right.
Go. I guess once it's in your mouth, you can take your blindfold off, can't you?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
That, my friend, is a lime.
Hey. That's four good ones.
This quiz isn't making me smile.
Is it making me smile?
All right.
Okay, last one then.
All right. Let's see.
Decider.
Let's see if we can.
Decider. Yeah. Two all.
Dramatic.
It's not been like this for a while.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. And when it's cold outside, well, I've got the month of May.
Stop it! Oi! evil son of a...
Any ideas, Rob? Like I said, it's the decider.
Hang on a minute. Were you deliberately trying to put me off? I swear I'm going to punch you straight in the... Look at sunshine. Cloudy day. Shut up!
You've taken too long anyway.
No, you're a f***ing
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. And when it's cold outside, well, I've got the month of May. I guess you say what could make me feel this way.
My girl.
Temptations. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do the final bean. You have Bear Blindfold. No echo that time then, Rob.
No, f*** you.
Oh. Right. Come on. Bean. That's bin of the wheel.
Yeah, please do. Get whenever you're ready.
Come on, Rob.
No, you want to be like that.
Don't be like that.
No, you want to be like that. You're making me smile for 15 minutes and then you go and...
Well, then I can't be responsible.
If you deliberately picked out one, it's horrible here.
No, I spun the
wheel. This might be the end of the podcast.
I did the wheel.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Ah. Hey. That would have been good if we got all... good ones.
It's your fault.
My fault. What is it?
I don't know.
He's done.
So, you've actually pissed me off so much, all right. I can't even taste
all right.
The
right. Calm down, you moody bastard.
Oh, wah, oh, wah. I'm a moody bastard.
Right, that is the end of this week's The Quiz.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was Platypus, a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a side rule is for. But I do know 1 and 1 is 2. And if this world could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Maybe by being student, baby, I could win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 da da. History. Biology. La ta 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 da. Science book. French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
You're right now, mate. Yeah. Are we mates again?
Yeah, if you want.
Right, shall we shout out the listeners of this wonderful podcast?
Let's do it.
Let's play a little bit of Cheer the F*** Up music. Hey, this will relax you, mate.
These are not just any shout-outs.
Who has been contacting us this week? Yeah.
Okay, so let's check over on Twitter. Some likes, some favourites, and retweets and such from Hannah. So thank you very much, Hannah, for your
all the usual
listenings.
Suspects. Yeah.
Mel has enjoyed the podcast this week, and she was enjoying something else, which we were having a conversation about. I'm not sure we could probably get into talking about liking wood.
Oh,
exactly.
Conversations you have on Twitter.
Indeed.
If you want to have conversations about wood with either me or Rob, contact
us. WCWSWP on Twitter. More than happy to.
Or on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook as well, where you can also, by the way, now find all the songs we do.
Yeah.
We're posting them YouTubes. Up separately on the YouTubes. Tony Fisher's been liking those, as has our friend Tony. Where's he gone anyway?
Big Tony. Yeah, he's not here today. Podcast pet. Not around.
Took a bloody hit, didn't he?
After two weeks, love you, Tony.
Shut
up.
That's it. It's not much interest. It's been a quiet week. I feel like the grump.
No one cares this week. That's fine. No. All right, whatever.
I feel like the grump has been wider spread than just you.
I think so. I think we're all in a grump.
But hopefully, this week's has cheered you up so far.
Yeah, I hope so. Do you know what I mean? We are trying.
Yeah.
Worked in 2010.
Is it stuck on a loop?
Yeah. I'm a platypus.
I can think of other words for you, but there we go. No, exactly. We're playing about, but we're cheered up now. Feel better. Sun's out still, which is very nice.
Yeah.
And all is right with the world, so.
Right, let's do some newsy bits.
I was going to say, do you want to do some newsy bits? Because I've got quite a few here.
Newsy bits. Titty tit bits.
Titty tit bits.
There we go. Titty tit bits. We've got some new instruments.
Brian's very excited by the accordion.
I love it.
The children's accordion as well. Right, okay.
So what news have we got?
I'm going to start around the world with more than 1,000 birthday cards that have been received by an Indian... let's do it again.
Start again. Here we go. It's a good week.
More than 1,000 birthday cards have arrived for an Indiana boy who was disappointed when none of his classmates who were invited to his birthday party turned up. Amelia Lara said several classmates said they would attend the 9th birthday party, but on the 2nd of April, the event came and went and none of them showed up. Absolute bastards. It's heartbreaking.
Bit tight. I'm trying to find the right note for that.
Go on.
No, too high.
Too low. Yeah, I do. Anyway, his mum put it on Facebook, asking people to send him cards, and since then he's received more than 1,000 from around the world.
Good.
Including Vietnam and London.
I like that.
And some of the basketball players in the local team
as well.
Hit
the triangle.
What's the triangle?
I don't know. There it is. Hey.
Right, moving on.
Stupid. Right, go on.
This is mad as last
week. Yeah, I know.
A couple are from America then. A Second World War veteran has just got his Pennsylvanian high school diploma and said he was grateful to have it, even if it's not going to go to any help to get him a job. Robert Dexter, who's 88, was awarded the degree by the Wayne Highlands School Board. Mr. Dexter has said he was honoured and appreciated the effort. He said maybe if he was looking for a job, the diploma would help, but he does not want one.
He just don't want a job?
No. He's 88. Why would he? Also in America, there's a...
I don't know why.
We're smiling, aren't we?
Yeah.
Make him a smile.
Right, whatever.
A Texas lawyer is that upset? Right, serious face, okay? Right. A Texan lawyer is upset that he was not provided with a cup of soup during a recent meal, and he has now notified the restaurant owner that he will sue them if he's not reimbursed the $2.25 for the soup. Dwayne Downing is also seeking $250 in legal fees for the time spent drafting a letter.
Right.
This guy is a proper soupy bastard.
He's a soupy bastard. That's probably got to be the worst bastard we've ever had. Oh, what's going on now?
It's back to the day.
Right, here we go. Grandstand. You're not good with songs today, mate.
No, I'm not. Okay, right. Two more. Really quick ones. So Britons are the rudest in Britain, in Europe.
Right.
The rudest in Britain. We are less likely to give up our seats for someone who's elderly or pregnant. Far less likely than the Germans or the French or anyone else. And would you like to guess who is the most potty-mouthed in cities in the UK? Do you think it's got the worst potty mouth?
I would say probably up north. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I hot?
You are hot. The top two are actually up north, but where is number one?
Number one, I would say Manchester.
No, you have to go further north than that, my friend.
Scotland.
Correct.
Edinburgh. Yeah.
Inverness Scottish, is the most potty-mouthed city in the UK. A lot of the countries in Europe swear up to 5 times a day. Up north, 20. Yeah.
Well, we don't swear on this podcast.
No.
You know why? It's rude, crude, and it's fucking offensive.
Yeah. And finally, and this is quite... You see how many pages this has taken up?
Yeah.
4.
Okay. Right. Oh, don't read 4.
No.
Oh.
In the Telegraph. A broadsheet newspaper.
I need to learn that.
I know you do. But this has taken up 4 pages online of the Telegraph's website.
Right.
Police are hunting a serial puddle splasher who is deliberately driving around soaking people in his 4x4.
Right.
The yob...
Who
drives a Toyota 4x4 is believed to go out for fun every time it rains in the Kentish Town area of North London, Camden.
Yeah.
He has struck countless times over the past few months and is believed to have soaked scores of pedestrians as he purposely drives close to the curb and runs through puddles at speed.
The thing is, I'm in two minds about this story, right?
Right.
One, I think, are we going a little bit too far now where... Sooner or later, we're going to tell kids no kids can splash in puddles.
Yeah, health and safety.
You know? But then I also think, on the other hand, because it has happened to me, can you imagine getting ready to go out?
Yeah.
And you walk outside, and you don't see the big puddle, all of a sudden, a car, an idiot, drives past and splashes you. You are not going to be happy. No need for the triangle there. I didn't do the accordion, did I?
Sorry.
So,
but I agree. I mean, it depends. It's funny if it's not you.
That's right. No more triangle.
Oh, right, sorry.
Right. Let's put these away.
So that no more nonsense. Right. So you got any news?
No, I haven't this week.
Oh, okay.
No,
bothered or?
No, I just forgot. I forgot to have a look around for some good news stories.
So is that then? So we're done.
One more thing. Last week I said that I had a few things to talk about with your show, all right? Two things. One of the things I was going to talk about, right, when I first listened to it, I think it was early morning, about 6:30. It's something you did I found funny, but when I listened back, it was no longer funny. So we won't do that.
Right.
But there is one thing that still remains on your show, and we've spoken about it on the podcast before. And it's this little feature that you do really quite early on in the show every morning. It plays with my head. That's why I don't know. Right? So the feature is called Lost in Music.
Yes.
And basically Rob loops a bit of a song and then he gets his listeners to
guess the song
and then he plays the song in full. And what do they get? Beans? Or give away your beans?
No, they've been put on hold.
I'll tell you what, mate.
Right.
Take them off of hold. Take some of these away.
Yeah, I will.
Send those beans to your listeners.
I don't want to kill my listeners.
Well,
I'll make them sick.
Spice them up.
Yeah, true. Maybe chuck one of them in and be back.
Like a little spicy one. Tasting the puke every now and then.
Like bean roulette.
But anyway, I'll give you an example of what I mean. The very first one that Rob did, obviously I got up and I listened early.
You did, very kind of
Rob's first show. And it was this, right? When it hasn't been your And it's fun because instantly you go, oh, it's the Friends theme tune, the Rembrandts, right? Yeah. But Rob leaves it playing like this for ages. And bear in mind, it's like 5 past 5 in the morning. You've got the kettle going on as well. It's all a little bit too much. Oh, right? And it's a feature that still remains. And it seems like I've riled you up the wrong way today. You have days like that as a mate, right?
You do.
But I think I'm going to wind you out a little bit more.
Thanks. Thanks ever so much.
And I've got some of these annoying clips from your show. And we'll play them and see if you can guess them, all right?
Are you making me play my own game?
Yeah, I'm making you play your own game. Lost in Music! Caught in a trap. No turning back. I'm lost in music. Yeah. Oh, track. Oh, accordion. Oh. Oh. Right. Okay.
Right, okay.
What is this one?
I know I have to go. I know.
Cat Stevens' Father and Son. I have to go.
I know. Correct. That is Cat Stevens. I know. I have to go. I remember this one as well. I have to go. I know. Remember, people. I have to go. 5 past 5 this goes down. Make sure you listen, everyone. I have to go.
I know. Yeah, thanks for this promo.
What's this one? Keep on telling you, I'll 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 keep on telling you. Oh, come on, Rob.
Oh, it's Meatloaf, but it's Meatloaf.
Do they have to get the
song
name,
title?
They have to get both.
Ooh. No, just one.
You're
just
top quiz master.
No, just the song.
The
song title. All right.
The rules to your quiz are not simple.
They are very simple. It's just more simple than your bloody quiz.
Right. You keep telling yourself that. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on then.
This one.
Oh, it's easy. Tears for a Clown.
Yeah, this one. And it's really annoying, and I'll tell you why. Because you just want it to go din, 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 and it's just looping. And I've talked about the kettle being on. It's just damn well annoying, Rob.
That's just the game. That's the way it is.
But again, like I said, make sure you listen to Rob Jones. BBC Essex. Every morning, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I like it when I manage to salvage things out of nothing. I was like, oh, I said last week I'm going to do something about Rob's show. And as I was doing it, I was like, nope, that don't work. So that if that didn't, I don't care. Right, anyway, that is the end of another podcast. Thanks for listening. We're only having a bit of a laugh.
Exactly. We're just messing around.
We're in a stupid mood. This afternoon.
Well, hopefully, if you felt as glum as we did at the start of the week, it's picked you up a little
bit. Yeah, if you've been snowed on in April.
What's all that about?
I know, it's rubbish, isn't it? I don't get it. Anyway.
Have you got much planned for this week?
This week, I have got a few more shifts at work, obviously. I've got the children. I'll probably play some computer tonight. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to chill out tonight, play some computer. Need to go to the shop in a bit, get some tea for the boys, you know. And then, there's not really much else going on.
Very standard.
What about you?
There's no football this week.
Sorry, mate. No. Haven't got time. No. That is the end. If we came, we saw, we podcasted. We came, saw, we kicked it down. 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 We came, saw, we kicked
it down. There's something very wrong with us.